Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice today. For most people, I know the chakras seem quite mysterious, but these energy centers are much more down to earth than you may think. If you've ever had a lump in your throat, or experienced a heavy heart, or felt like you have a knot in your stomach, clearly these aren't actual physical symptoms. These are your chakras telling you that there's something to be explored. My name is Erica Jago. I am co-author of Angelus, an experiential chakra workbook. My co-author's name is Rose Vanderkamp, an exceptional artist and art director based in Amsterdam. Both Rose and I have experienced the value of the chakras in our personal lives, but we felt that the chakra books out there weren't that accessible and attractive. And above all, they lacked a lot of contemporary context. So, with our book, Angelus, we wanted to communicate on another level and not so much educate your intellect, but feed your intuition. And all the while addressing some of the modern day issues that we're all dealing with, like fear, uncertainty, change, constant stress, and loneliness. So we decided to make this book experiential on all levels. Not only do we encourage you to get on the yoga mat and do yoga, but we included creative exercises. A lot of it is very visual, and we wanted to stimulate you visually so that you could relate to the content instantly without even having to read the text. We feel that art really has this quality to speak directly to the heart, all the while elevating our thinking. And since the chakras are so starkingly different in their energy and also in the themes of life that they relate to, we designed this book to have 7 visual worlds, 7 visual chapters, each one covering 1 chakra at a time. And the overall concept of the book is to transform from pain to peace, from dark to light. And this is where the title of the book came from. The book is called Angelus because, as in many traditions, it honors the twice daily transition that is called Angelus Hour. When day becomes night and night becomes day, it's in those moments when the sun is setting or the sun rising that we're really called to interrupt whatever earthly routine that we're involved in and turn our thoughts towards universal illumination. So when you're meditating with me today, remember this term Angelus, and remember that there is an entire community of soul seekers diving deep into the same radiance. We're all connected, and we're all connected when we bring our attention to this system that resides within. So may these practices inspire you to live fully, love deeply. And in honor of this theme, I'm going to guide you through a heart chakra meditation that you can find in the book. So if you already own a copy, I want to invite you to grab your book and go to page 84. I'm going to lead you through the heart meditation called Connect. This is a meditation that I always go to when my heart is hurting or when my mind is spinning out trying to solve the pain, trying to analyze the pain. So I use this meditation to direct love and care back into my chest. When we redirect again and again, this is how we start to realize that you are the only answer to your fulfillment. The deeper your self-love grows, the clearer your relationships become. Relationships are the companions through which you learn to know and love yourself. It's the energy of our relationships that really reflect to us whatever story our heart is telling or whatever deeper patterns could be revealed, especially around how we're taught to love and be loved. So in the silent pauses of your inhale and your exhale, behold and amplify the love that is there for you. Together, we're going to identify a much more positive and healing program inside of yourself. And that's by awakening the chakra system, catching ourselves when we're reaching externally, and just spending a few minutes together in the energy center of your heart so that we can shift your experience back into your own source of love. Everything that you need is inside of yourself. And no matter what trauma or what pain you've endured, whatever it is that you're resisting, this inward source of love is there. You can generate this for yourself. And I thank you so much for being here. Welcome to your meditation practice. Go ahead and come to sit in your comfortable meditation seat. Maybe you want to prop yourself up on a cushion or a block so that your sit bones are higher than your hips, or sorry, your hips are higher than your knees when you're sitting in either the cross-legged position or in hero's pose. You may also choose to sit in a chair if that works best for you. Both feet on the floor. Rock forward onto your sit bones. Open your belly. Lift your heart. Roll your shoulders back and down. And we're going to place our hands in the Gyan Mudra. The Gyan Mudra is pressing your index finger and your thumb together while your other three fingers extend long. We choose this mudra when we want to create expansion in our bodies and minds. Close your eyes when you're ready. Simply become present to the breath as it flows in and out of your nostrils. Stay engaged with the breath as it expands and contracts your body. Identify within yourself where there's tension or resistance to this breath. Wherever you're experiencing this resistance, just know that this is where your chakra system needs more activating. And the beauty about focusing on the heart chakra is that the heart is located right in the very center of the chakra system. You have the root, sacral, and solar below, and the throat, third eye, and crown above. And right in the middle of your chest is where we begin to generate self-love. Just go ahead and follow those sensations into the center of your chest until you detect a beating of your heart. Breathe in and out of your nose with your attention thoughtfully placed in the location of your chest. Upper spine. Shoulders. Down your arms. Into both hands. And this awareness gives an energetic awakening to your heart chakra. So this is the moment for just witnessing your heart's programming beyond good and bad, without judgment, without analysis, allow your thinking to dissolve into sensing and feeling. Take a deep breath. Go deeper. Take a deep breath. Let go. Take a deep breath. And ask your highest love to arise. And find an appreciation for whatever this moment has to offer. Emanating a soft yet potent energy from your heart space to feel connected and real. And if that request brings up anything for you, especially in tender times, you're invited to just bring your hands over your heart space by placing the left hand on your chest and your right hand on top of your left hand. And you can draw your chin in towards your heart space and just name whatever comes up for you when you're asked to connect and be real with the heart. You may want to just whisper a statement or acknowledge any way that you may have sabotaged your relationships in the past. Offer these memories or these experiences up as your affectionate prayer. Feel safe. We're doing this together. And we're going to take a few breaths here, just sitting in that raw, awakened energy of your beating heart. Sensation of air, warmth. Repeat the affirmation, I love. I love. I love. And with heart energy and love in your hands, now place your hands on either side of your lower back, fingertips pointing down. And inhale, arch your lower back as you press with your hands. Inhale, lifting your chest and expanding your heart space. Exhale, squeezing your elbows together. Again, inhale. Lift your chest, expand your heart space. And exhale, allow your kidneys to clear. We're going to go more in depth. Holding this position, ask yourself, where do I feel disconnected in my relationships? That disconnect is pointing you where to place your love. find strength in your posture. Surrender emotional and unhealthy behaviors. If you are in the habit of desperately needing approval from other people, this is not allowed anymore. Inhale, disconnect those cords from your back body. Exhale, soften the breath in your front body. Inhale, be full of light. Exhale by not finding fault in you or anyone else. Breathe to surrender. Notice how your heart energy becomes soft and beautiful. This means you're making real shifts, opening your heart to the possibility of attaining those higher states of love. I'm going to inhale, sweep your arms overhead. Stretch your arms up. Interlace your fingers. Turn your palms towards the sky. And as you exhale, lengthen the sides of your body by rooting your sit bones down. And we're going to inhale, arch your torso back, opening the front of your heart. And with your arms still reaching up, exhale, round forward, opening the back of your heart. So we're in that seated position, just finding a cat-cow position, with the arms overhead, fingers interlaced. Inhale, arching your spine, heart open. Exhale, round forward, opening the back of your chest, the back of your heart. Inhale, find the back bend. Exhale, round forward. One more time. Inhale, arch, reach back. Exhale, round, reach forward. Inhale, center. Bow to your left, root your right sit bone down. Inhale, center. Arms are still reaching up. Bow to your right, root your left sit bone down. Inhale, center. One more time. Exhale, bow to your left. Root your right sit bone down. Inhale, center. Bow to your right. Root your left sit bone down. Inhale, center. Exhale, release the fingers. Arms sweep down. Rest your hands in your lap, palms facing up. Accept the love that you're offering yourself at this moment. Especially if you didn't learn how to do this as a child, we want to practice it now. Simply say to yourself, I am doing the work. I am actively looking for moments where love can sweep in. I do not need someone else to take care of me. I do not have to reach out. I can reach in. I am giving the child in me everything it did not get from others. I give acknowledgement. I give validation. This is the greatest gift that I have. And inhale, breathe in, and hold your breath in as long as you can before exhaling out. repeat this 3 or 4 times. When you're ready, gently bring your hands to your heart. Bow your chin in towards your chest, bringing those virtues of connection and generosity into your heart space. And feel the beauty in all things. Feel grateful. Now you have a chance for real love. I'm going to close your meditation with the intention to follow these feelings of delight throughout the day as a blessing, a gracious invocation. And may this invocation unlock higher states of love for you now and in the future. This is how we identify with a much more positive and healthy program inside. I wish you well. Thank you for joining me. Namaste.